Wow, what a fun group. We always have such good conversations.
You always have such good conversations. I could barely say anything.
Why?
Well, how do you expect me to know anything about that? I mean, wait, how do you know anything about that?
Actually, I don't know that much either, but I know just enough.
Man, you really sounded like you knew what you were talking about.
Well, it's a pretty cool topic anyways.
Yeah, I'd say that was pretty neat to know! Join us, Nick
and Grayson,
on our quest
to know just enough
about everything.
Hello.
What's up?
And welcome to our show, Neat to Know, with Nick and Grayson coming to you live from DC.
I am Nick, not Grayson.
And I am Grayson, not Nick.
Neat to Know is a show about two guys. Let's get it. Neat to know.
Yeah.
Neat to, yeah, see?
One, two.
It's clever, huh? It's about us trying to, you know, learn a little bit about everything.
Yeah, not too much. We don't have enough time for that, but we want you and us to know what there is that you need to know.
Yeah.
What, in fact, is neat to know about that topic? Kind of like you've heard the phrase, mile wide and inch deep.
Yeah, it's just a way for, you know, a conversation to start.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, so, hey, they know, I mean, they don't know anything about us,
yeah.
You know?
No, so, we're just talking about the show, but nothing about us.
Who are we? Who are you? Who am I?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you, Nick? Why don't you tell people who you are?
All right.
So it's just so you know.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Now, if you're from Georgia, you know that anywhere you live in Georgia, you're going to say you're from Atlanta, and you know to pronounce it Atlanta, not Atlanta.
Atlanta. Like that.
Yeah, Atlanta. You know.
But wait, Nick. You're not from, like, inner city Atlanta.
I am not. I am from a suburb in our northeast.
Oh, okay. What was the name of the suburb?
Not important.
Not important, he says. It is very important. I know the name.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
here it is.
No.
Snellville.
No.
Snellville. Isn't that right, Nick?
All
right.
If you're listening to this, you can totally sympathize. If you were from a town called Snellville,
Snellville.
It sounds like Schmellville.
Sounds like it's from Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
It sounds, all I can think of is like a snail.
Well, funny thing is, our town mascot is
actually
a snail.
No!
How lame is
the
that?
The mascot of Snellville is a snail.
I know. It's like, and we try our best. We try calling it like, Snell Vegas, you know, but it's the Snell part. And hey, if you're listening from Snellville, don't get me wrong, I love you guys, love that community, it's my home, but you gotta change that name. You gotta change that name.
All right, well, you're from Snellville, but you're from the South.
Yeah,
right?
Born and raised. Southern, I was deep fried in the South, that's
deep
right.
Deep fried. You like deep fried cooking?
Oh, I love deep fried cooking. And you know what else I like? I like cheap food. That's kind of my shindig. I love fast food.
Okay.
And people, you know, give such a big bad rap fast food, but McDonald's, Taco Bell, you know, Bojangles.
Wow.
Yeah. You ever heard of Bojangles?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's Bowtime.
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 Yeah, we bring a cup, you know, not a cup, but
a bucket.
A
bucket of Bows.
Oh, wow, you know it better than me.
I'm just saying.
Hey, actually, do you like those, what do you call those, drumsticks or... Oh, what are the ones with the, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, with like the two bones?
Like wishbones?
That's not a wishbone.
I don't know.
We should do an episode on that.
Yeah. I just found those like hard to eat because like, you know, you gotta like get to the middle.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's true.
The
work is worth it though.
I'm more of a drumstick kind of guy.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So, okay, fast food. You know, I actually also enjoy fast food.
Oh, yeah?
But only the best of the best. Creme de la creme. Chick-fil-A.
Creme de la creme.
God's chicken.
God's chicken. Wow.
It's good,
dude.
Man. You know, I actually worked at Chick-fil-A.
No way.
Mm-hmm. And it was a great time. I worked there in the South, Southern
okay,
South
I,
Carolina.
I've heard something, man.
Yeah.
I've heard that you guys pray for the food.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, you know, we don't do it in any official capacity, but when I worked there, if there was a nice family... I'd done a little prayer for the food.
You just slip a prayer and just toss one up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is good. And, you know, after working there, I have no regrets. I was actually the drive-thru Drive to Window Guy?
You got like a little spiel or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know I have a spiel.
You guys want to hear a spiel? Let's hear the spiel. All right.
We're having a great day at Carolina Forest Chick-fil-A. My name is Grayson. How may I serve you? There it is. I'm never going to forget that.
Hey, I caught a little bit of a twang there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, we worked long shifts, and when the days got long, the accent got heavier.
Wow.
Because you'd made them like me more. We hit it off.
Yeah, that Southern hospitality.
At its best. Mm. Yeah, what about you? You worked at any fast food?
Yeah, I actually worked at a McDonald's.
That's right, you have.
Hey, I'm McLovin' it, and I'm still a fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still eat the food.
Yeah, because it's cheap, it's good.
It's good.
Quantity.
Hey, if it's good, it's good.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
Well, hey, that's enough about me. What about you? Where are you from?
Yeah, you know, I'm from Northern Virginia, right across the river there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Fairfax. The name
Fairfax, okay. But Northern Virginia, hey, Nova, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
Nova is
yeah.
What we call it.
Nova.
To differentiate ourselves from Southern Virginia.
Is that called Sova?
You know, I've never heard that. It's, I don't know. Nova,
yeah,
I think it's like,
kind of sounds name.
We are just cooler, so we have an abbreviation.
Yeah, it's like Supernova.
Exactly.
Not the soup,
but Nova.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Just the best. We're better than Southern Virginia. No disrespect to anyone listening from there, but we are.
What?
That's all I can say.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that we fought for the North.
Oh.
And the North won.
Well,
so.
Hey, that's
scoreboard.
That's a great
scoreboard.
Thing to
that's
be.
All I can say.
Scoreboard.
Yeah.
We only play with winners here, right?
It's true. But
yeah,
you know, that's where I'm from.
Okay. Well, hey, what else is there to know about you?
Yeah, family of six. Yep.
Family of six.
Family of six. I'm the middle child.
Actually, family of seven, right? You got a dog.
Ah, that's right. I do have a dog. Golden Doodle. His name is Coda.
Coda. Like, hey, that's from the movie Brother Bear.
Brother Bear. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, actually, here's a fun fact for you. Coda means brother in whatever language is in that movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
That's right.
So you can name your baby Coda. You can name your dog Coda.
Anything.
Anything.
And he's a great dog. He's a golden doodle, like I said. They
mm-hmm.
actually don't shed.
Oh, wow.
Another fun fact.
Low maintenance.
Yeah, so
I'm
just give him a haircut every couple months.
They're so big, though. It's like
yeah.
a horse.
Yeah, he's hefty.
Yeah, I mean, you can ride that thing.
No, I'm not about that.
Yeah, I could probably ride that thing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's us. But what about the show? You know?
Yeah.
What are we trying to do here, Nick?
Well, you know, this show, actually, it's funny. It started out as a joke, you know?
Yeah, we didn't think it was going to happen.
It was just like, I don't know, like, hey, you want to make a podcast?
I
want to
make a podcast.
You want to make a show?
Sure.
Like, okay. And, you know, this is something Grayson and I had already been doing.
Mm.
We love talking with people.
Yeah.
Love connecting with people and, like, you know, finding common ground.
Yeah.
And
the best way to get to know someone, I think, is to let them talk about what they're excited about.
Yeah.
And then to remember it. And then you guys are friends and you know about it now. It's a win-win for everyone.
It's a win-win.
So that's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah. And hey, as we started like thinking more about the show, we came up with a spiel.
Yeah. In fact, I'd say we've pitched this show to quite a few people.
That's right. So if you're watching the show right now and we've pitched it to you, thanks for watching.
Yeah. But we're going to pitch it to you again. What do you say? We pitch it to the people.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's give it to the people. All right. So imagine this.
Mm.
You're at some kind of social gathering.
Sure.
Okay? Coworkers, I don't know, friends,
yeah.
anyone,
people
randos.
People you don't even know. Yeah,
randos.
Yeah.
And you get into a conversation about something random. Let's just say, I don't know, like Korean food.
Korean food. Random. You know, I actually know a couple things about Korean food.
You?
Yeah.
Wait, you?
Why not?
Oh, wait, okay.
Why not,
okay.
Nick?
I mean, just, you know.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Okay, that's
it's true. I do have light-colored hair.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah. No, I grew up hanging out with a lot of Koreans, but I actually went to a mostly Korean church.
Oh.
So,
okay.
And, you know, for people from Nova, they know, like, the Arlington area, a lot of Korean population is pretty big there.
All right, man. But when you say you know Korean food, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking you're just going to say, like,
I know
bibimbap and kimchi, which is not even how you say it.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Yeah, no, I know so much more than that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, for example, jajangmyeon. Right?
You know about jajangmyeon?
Oh, you know I know. The I love going out, getting it. There's a good place in Arlington, and they just bring it out to you, and it's like, oh, I love it when it's all in like one big noodle, and they like, give you the scissors. And you
oh my
gosh!
Wait, dude, that's so legit. They,
oh yeah.
If you go to a Korean okay, they look Chinese, but like Korean restaurant, they will give it to you in one big, ball. They bring the actual scissors.
Yeah, great black bean noodles, though.
Wow, I can't believe you know that.
Yeah, man, I know that. What else we got? Banchan.
Yeah,
delicious. Banchan. I mean, your Korean barbecue,
holy
of course.
Moly. Hey, wait, what is banchan? I don't know. People
well,
know.
You were talking about your fried chicken from Bojangles.
Yeah.
Banchan's kind of like Korean fried chicken.
Korean fried chicken.
Yeah, it's delicious, man. It's just good. It's just good. It's a good time.
That's my food.
So like here's what I'll do. Here'll be my weekend. I'll get some banchan, and then I'll like go hit up the Korean desserts, right? So I'll get some shaved ice. I'll get some bubble tea. It'll be a great time.
Wow.
Go get some like red bean pastry.
Mm. Oh, I don't even know what those are things are called.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm Korean. It's like holy moly.
Yeah, it's actually so this is kind of what we're trying to do with this show, really. Say like if you knew those couple things, right? Like you were pretty impressed right there.
Yeah.
And on what did I say? I said jajangmyeon comes with the scissors and banchan.
Banchan, boom.
Couple of things.
Three phrases.
Yeah.
Right there. And you're in.
Yeah. So if
three
you were all
nuggets.
If you were in that conversation with your friends or with the coworkers or whatever, you would know. You would be able to say everything that you need to say to impress them all.
And we want to do this for every kind of topic.
Everything.
That's the vision here.
That's what we're going for, guys. That's us.
Yeah.
That's Nick and Grayson in this show.
That's our first episode.
Yeah, thanks for watching or listening.
Yeah, we'll be back next Sunday.
Woo!
With our second episode. So
we are excited about it, and we hope you are too.
Please leave a like.
Subscribe.
If you're listening to our podcast, subscribe.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll be back.
Looking forward to it.
Catch you on the flip side.
Bye.